The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, Resume Rundown, Kirby Porter. The Harvard basketball alum is merging a passion for sports with a tech twist to help support athletic startups. Kirby Porter is an award-winning entrepreneur with expertise in athletics, having gained recognition through her roles at Meta, LinkedIn, and Sports Business Journal. The New Game Labs founder now empowers women in athletics by providing advice and opportunities during other athletic careers. With suitable investments, women's sports can have so much value and impact on the business landscape, especially when it comes to startups and venture capital, says Porter. And that's just the beginning. We caught up with Porter to discuss her journey, sports and AI, and the impact of New Game Labs. It's been a fantastic journey finding and working with those mission-aligned startups and investors that see where the space is going for athletes. Essence asks the question, what has been your biggest challenge navigating NGL, and how have you overcome it? Porter responded, as a founder, you have to adapt to market changes, but I learned to avoid getting married to any one idea. I always come back to focusing on the bigger picture of what I'm trying to accomplish, empowering athletes in business. The next article is titled, Love and Activism. The Johnsons first bonded through a commitment to America's civil and human rights movements. Now married for 54 years, they reflect on their love for each other and for community. Black love comes in many forms, not just the love of a partner, but also the love of a people. For Reverend Nelson N. Johnson, pastor of Faith Community Church, and his wife of 54 years, Joyce Johnson, Black love means committing yourself to multi-generational activism that will elevate your family and your community, all while putting the sanctity of marriage first. The Johnsons are founders of the historic Beloved Community Center in Greensboro, North Carolina, which helps to create leaders who will bring economic sufficiency, peace, and social gender and racial justice to the city. The couple's activism goes back to the 50s and 60s during the civil rights movement. They have been passionately striving for equality for Black people since they were in high school. Their years of dedicated hard work were recognized through their selection for the Ford Foundation's Leadership for a Changing World Award in 2005 and the Beloved Community Award from the Faith and Politics Institute in 2008. A former airman, Nelson, now 80, served as a leader in the Student Government Association at North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University, North Carolina A&T, in 1970. He survived the Greensboro Massacre of 1979 when members of the Ku Klux Klan and the American Nazi Party shot and killed five protesters marching against the white supremacist groups. Several other protesters were wounded. Joyce, now 76, a former university professor and research director, became heavily involved in fighting for change when she studied at Duke University. She created the beloved Community Center's Jubilee Institute to provide support, training, social and political analysis, and leadership development. As outspoken advocates and facilitators of truth, fairness, and transformative healing, the Johnsons connected through their desire to uplift Black men and women, no matter the danger and uncertainty that came with it. Joyce and Nelson first met in Greensboro through mutual friends. At the time, she was in graduate school at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, while Nelson attended North Carolina A&T. Our friends had directed us toward each other because we were both involved in activism organizations, Joyce recalls. It was the 1960s, a period of liberty and freedom, which we need now. Our relationship started as a community connection, and people saw something in us that made them think we should be together doing the work. We were so much into the flow of the movement. I remember a lot of driving from campus to campus, she adds. There were just a lot of justice struggles going on, so Nielsen often picked me up in a 1966 blue Volkswagen to go to a rally. We talked about dreams and aspirations for the world. We both learned that we loved children and wanted to have them. But the movement was also the courtship. Although they often debate who fell in love first, Nelson remembers vividly their first kiss. One evening, we were in meetings working late at the Greensboro Association of Poor People, GAPP, office. He says, we got ready to leave and just kissed. It was a moment. We started seeing each other after that and talking about the movement. It was all intertwined. 3 months after meeting, Joyce and Nelson tied the knot. Even as they braced for whatever might befall them due to their advocacy, I felt like we were a target of the police in Durham, and even more so in Greensboro, Nelson says. I thought that there would probably be a case manufactured against me, and we wanted to be with each other, so we went ahead and got married. I saw so much beauty and intellect in Joyce, and she seemed to have seen something in me, so why mess around? Things happened so fast. Their parents and family members didn't get the chance to meet until after the two were already wed. Despite the speed, Joyce says the Holy Spirit must have been present in their union because it all worked out. Their daughters, Akua Johnson Matherson and Samori Johnson, have always respected their love story and marveled at their parents' solid partnership. Their relationship has always been strong, says Akua, 52. My sister and I know nothing different than my parents being together, and it seems like the older they get, the more connected they are. Everybody in the community sees the same thing, their love and mutual respect. They are an inspiration for the community. Samori, 51, agrees. The community sees them as a unit, she says. The two of them are very stable forces. I have often referred to their love as a duet. They complement each other. For both daughters, the most beautiful aspect of their parents' love, apart from its resiliency, is the couple's chemistry. My dad looks at my mom like it was 54 years ago, and she's the same, Akua shares. They still have that excitement. Nelson and Joyce say their continued devotion and adoration for each other comes from the fact that they can talk about and talk through anything. Communication is key, and we do a lot of talking, Joyce says. When you efficiently communicate, you'll discover things you would never have otherwise. On the heels of that sentiment, Nelson adds, we both have a spirit of seeking mutuality over a spirit of domination and the need to be right. We both chose to keep going and allow reality to reveal down the road a better understanding. Creating understanding and compassion is the foundation of their life's work. Just as their relationship has stood the test of time, so has their commitment to fighting for the betterment of humanity. From the very beginning, each saw this commitment to the movement in the other, and it created a spark between them. More than 50 years later, the spark burns brighter than ever, and the work continues. What motivates me now is my children and trying to make the world better for them, says Joyce. Although my husband and I are very different, our essence is the same in terms of loving and appreciating people and seeing a lot of potential in them. Activism, seeking justice, is life-giving. The next article is titled, Flajay Calls the Play. When naysayers told her to choose between basketball and music, she doubled down and became a champion at both. Flajay Johnson has the work ethic of a star athlete in her prime. At only 20 years old, she has already achieved more than some basketball players do in an entire career. The Savannah, Georgia native's fame was propelled to new heights in 2023 when 9.9 million viewers watched the LSU women's basketball team take home the NCAA trophy, the school's first ever for its women's basketball program. It was the most viewed NCAA women's basketball game ever televised. The victory was even sweeter when Johnson rapped Big Four, her voice booming from the speakers and filling the arena as she and her teammates rejoiced in their win. It meant a lot to me, Johnson says about the championship game against Iowa. She's just returned home from practice and is barefoot, wearing a bonnet and a hoodie. As we talk, it feels like we're on a casual FaceTime call, kicking about her scootering around campus and deciding which class ring she should choose before she graduates. But when it comes to basketball and music, she's anything but breezy. A lot of people don't know about the long nights, early mornings, studying film all day, just trying to become the best version of myself, she reflects. It's not every day that your dreams are in your face, but I understand it's because I worked for it. Johnson's rise to fame did not happen overnight. The multi-talented athlete and music artist has been performing since she was 7 and playing basketball since she was 4. She grew up wanting to be a rapper, like her late father, Jason Johnson, also known as Camouflage. He was tragically murdered before she was born and days before signing a contract with Universal Music Group. I wanted to be like my daddy when I was younger, she says. Now it's more like a spiritual connection for me. We connect through music. She used her pain and grief from the loss as fuel to continue her father's legacy by making music with meaning. At 12 years old, she starred in a Lifetime Network reality show called The Rap Game, in which she got to work with producer Jermaine Dupri. At age 14, she auditioned for America's Got Talent with a heartwarming performance of Guns Down, a song about gun violence and how she lost her father. Her maturity and strong delivery moved judges Simon Cowell and Mel B to give her their highest praise. For her next appearance on the show, she gave an emotional performance of her song, I Can't Lose, and again, wowed the judges and the audience. She was one of a handful of artists to receive a golden buzzer, and she uplifted her father's legacy in a significant way. Little did she know, the words she rapped on stage at 14 would ring out loud 5 years later. Since America's Got Talent, Johnson has been making music nonstop. In 2023, her musical gifts were recognized by Jay-Z's entertainment company and record label Roc Nation. This led to her and her mother negotiating a distribution and an NIL, name, image, likeness, deal with the world-renowned company. Johnson never expected basketball to be at the forefront of her career options, but as her love for the game grew, so did the 5'10 player's dedication. In fact, the LSU sophomore guard returned to campus earlier than she was required to, so she could have more time to practice on the court. I came back early this summer and got to work out with the freshmen after I lied to my mom and told her I had to be back and that it was mandatory, but it wasn't. She says with a smile, I'm glad that I did because it got me back on the field early. This year, freshmen are looking up to me. They want to be in my shoes, so I had to realize that I'm on a different level. I feel like I'm on a path to greatness. With her growing celebrity status, Johnson has to remind herself she is not the average LSU student. I keep trying to be outside, but I can't, she says. This summer, I was trying to go to the little parties, but it's different for me, because I can't walk around like I'm regular. I gotta have a driver, black truck security. So it's not really as fun as it could be, she adds, laughing in between her spoonfuls of Great Value ice cream. While she has a humble and relatable energy, Johnson is right. She's far from a regular student. She still attends classes on campus this semester, but next semester she'll be joining her other famous teammate, Angel Reese, and taking online classes due to her stardom, though she wishes she could spend more time hanging out around campus and going to events. She knows her hard work will pay off. Some would say that it already has. I am in a college and can take care of my family, she says. Usually it's the college student asking the family for something, but now the roles are reversed. I don't take it for granted at all. As the daughter of a single working mother, she is motivated by providing for her family and making sure her brothers are taken care of for life. Johnson attributes her success with NIL deals and partnerships to her manager and mother, Kia Brooks. I'm not signed to an agency. I'm signed to my mama, she states with pride. I can't say NIL without mentioning my mom because of all the work connections, and things she does behind the scenes. Brooks is like the Kris Jenner of NIL deals. She has landed countless partnerships for her daughter with brands such as Amazon, Campus Inc., JBL, LG, Meta, Powerade, Raising Cane's, Sonic, Shell, Taco Bell, and Tampax. Before Johnson stepped foot into an LSU game, Brooks had already confirmed a sneaker deal with Puma. "She's going to be a legendary manager in the game," Johnson says of her mother. "She's getting me millions of dollars in deals. She didn't go to college. She's coming out straight hustling and is at the forefront of NIL." Still in the early stages of her career, Johnson is set to be one of the highest paid collegiate athletes, according to Forbes. However, the wealth hasn't gone to her head. If anything, it makes her even more focused. As we wrap up our conversation, she starts pulling out her home studio equipment to get ready to record some new music. "I just want to go big," she says about her plans for a musical career. "I want to make arena music, music that doesn't cater to one demographic. I want to touch everybody." While most students would go to class, finish their homework, and hang out with friends, Johnson is only halfway through her to-do list for the day. She has already completed basketball practice and had an interview with Essence. She's now about to lay down a track. Her tight schedule and consistency are a testament to the hard-working, foot-on-the-gas artist and athlete that she is. Yet, she's still just scratching the surface. Johnson has unreleased music with rap legend Lil Wayne and Billboard Top 40 rapper NLE Choppa. She plans to release a new album at the beginning of 2024 and has dreams of being acclaimed for her artistry. When she's not making music, she wants to be playing basketball. And when she's not playing basketball, she wants to be closing deals. She is wise beyond her years and fully aware that basketball isn't forever. Like most athletes, she will eventually have to pivot. "I know one day that the ball will stop bouncing," she says candidly. "So I changed my major from sports administration, and I'm majoring in business and taking different entrepreneurship classes. I'm really preparing myself for life when basketball is over. I'm a hustler. I get it from my mama." No matter how long she has left on the court, Johnson has already set herself up for lasting success. She has kicked the door down when it comes to NIL opportunities available to student athletes, and she knows she doesn't have to box herself in or pick only one dream to pursue. With hard work, dedication, the right team, faith, a burning passion, and an unshakable focus, Johnson reminds us all that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. When chasing dreams, it's always best to shoot your shot. The next article is titled "Essence Girls United Disruptor Summit Embraced Zillennial Visionaries to Enter Their Era of Disruption." Disruptors nationwide flocked to Atlanta for a Saturday packed with cultivating a long-lasting network, content creation, and career-enhancing conversations, gaining the necessary skills to further their personal and professional development. The 2023 summit celebrated and highlighted the powerful voices and creativity among today's youth as we came together to fellowship around topics and issues ranging from wellness to fashion and culture. said Rochelle Dennis, co-creator of Essence Girls United. The disruptive era champions, those who aren't afraid to break society's mold through individuality. Each panel and activation motivated the audience to confidently invest, advocate, and walk into their purpose. Power players from all industries spoke about possibilities and opportunities for attendees to curate their own goals from all career tracks through impactful discussion, speed mentoring, and intimately through GU office hours. But it's only the beginning. Essence Girls United's creators, House and Kickback, return to Essence Festival of Culture this summer. The disruption continues in New Orleans with all new workshops, conversations, and activations. The next article is titled Ode to Black Love. These timeless romantic flicks always gets members of Team Essence in the right mood. My heart melts every time I hear Omar Epps say, "Double or nothing," in Love and Basketball. Chale Walker, finance analyst. I loved the plot of Brown Sugar, and with me being such a fan of hip-hop, it made this the perfect film. Okla Jones, contributing editor. The 1975 movie Mahogany is a classic. The fashion was sick and still resonates. But what really makes it unforgettable is the on-screen chemistry between Diana Ross and Billy Dee Williams. And this beautifully layered story gave us the iconic line, "Success is nothing without someone you love to share it with." Bridget Bartlett, Royale, senior research editor. Just Right was the first time we saw a non-traditional love interest take center stage and actually get the man. Kelvin Byers, senior social producer. Love Jones always puts me in a sentimental mood. Yasmin Ramos, supervising video producer. I'm a huge Janet and Tupac fan, and it was beautiful to see them share the screen in Poetic Justice. Their connection was electric. Gabby Shea, experiential director. Use the hashtag EssenceBlackLove to tell us about your favorite black romance movie. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.